I got to tell you, that was a hell of a moment with Bob Dole at the casket of H.W. Bush. And if you haven't seen it, Bob Dole, he's 95 years of age at this point. He's also a World War II vet, like George Bush Sr., former presidential nominee back in the mid-90s, as you remember, and former Senate Majority Leader. And he's in a wheelchair. He's 95 years of age. He can barely stand. And he had an assistant or whoever that was, push him up to the casket and then help him stand so that he could salute the casket of President George H.W. Bush. And he's holding up, the salute hand is very obviously mangled with arthritis and age. It obviously looked like it was causing him some pain, physical pain, to do this. But that's what he did. It was an amazing moment to see. And, just kept thinking about Colin Kaepernick. I really did. In that moment, I realized just how insipid a lot of this crap is that's going on with the NFL and other sports where, the flag is so offensive and we're such a stinking racist country that multi-million dollar athletes, don't want to stand for the national anthem anymore. They don't want to show respect for the flag, and so they take a knee or they remain seated. You know what it takes to take a knee? Nothing. You know what it requires of you physically to sit on your ass for something? Absolutely nothing. When you're a 95-year-old dude and you are in a wheelchair and probably doing anything beyond that wheelchair causes you physical pain, and yet you are able to stand, kind of brings things into clarity, doesn't it? That's kind of the difference, one of the major differences between that generation, the generation of Bob Dole, and George H.W. Bush, and the current bunch of freaking yahoos that we have right now. These are people who, at the age where, frankly, I was drinking a lot of cheap wine. I'm not talking about last week. I mean, when I was 19 and 20, in my early 20s, I was partying my ass off, okay? Kareem, there's only two things I worried about when I was that age. Wine and women's, wine and women's and having a good old time. You look at people from that generation, the World War II generation, at the same age, they were saving the world. At the same age, they were flinging their bodies at the bad guys who were flinging steel and fire back at them. And into their 90s, if a colleague has fallen or a colleague has passed away, they force themselves up out of that wheelchair and they salute at the age of 95. Nobody would have said anything if Bob Dole had just been wheeled up to the casket and just saluted from his chair. Nobody would have said anything. It wouldn't have been a story. The man's wheelchair bound. So was H.W. before he passed. But yet he did it. Again, kind of brings things into focus, doesn't it? And what's the difference? What's the paradigm shift that we have experienced in this country from the days of Bob Dole and H.W. Bush to where we are now? I'll tell you what it is. That generation, we hear so much crap these days about paying your fair share, right? And it's all, you got to pay your fair share and help out the poor people and help out the immigrants. And you shouldn't mind your taxes being through the roof. Because that's how we all take care of each other. Well, that's a bunch of crap. That's mostly an economic and political power grab by a bunch of idiots who think that they're smart enough to tell the rest of us how to think. But in the World War II generation, they had a completely different understanding of community. Their idea of community was our nation was attacked. The civilized world is under attack right now. And he had 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds who could have been doing anything else with their lives. And, man, they wanted to go. There was a draft, yeah, but they wanted to go. And once they got there, they did the job. And it wasn't about my individual life and what my individual life is all about and what offends me or what upsets me or what makes me sad or what have you or what I expect out of life. It had nothing to do with that. It's bad guys over there. I need to kill the bad guys. I might be killed killing the bad guys, but that's the job that needs to be done. Or nobody will survive. Society will fail. Civilization will fail. Democracy and freedom will fail. And so they did what they had to do. They didn't give a crap about their own personal feelings or what offended them or what didn't offend them. The paradigm shift is now it's all about me. We used to call the 80s and the 70s the me generation. No, ain't nothing compared to what's going on right now. This is the me generation. This is, I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I don't like the national anthem, so screw my team, screw the owners of this team, forget the franchise, don't worry about the league, I don't care, I'm taking a knee because I'm offended by something. And that's how I'll get on the cover of GQ magazine. You know, you see what I'm saying? See the shift? Took us all these decades, but here we are. I'm not saying everybody is self-centered or narcissistic. I'm just saying we are a self-centered and narcissistic culture. And the culture that produced guys like Bob Dole and H.W. Bush was a completely different culture and a completely different perspective on personal responsibility and your responsibility to the community. Wasn't communal. Wasn't about people taking your stuff and giving it to somebody else. Because you think you're smart enough to know who deserves what and who doesn't deserve to have what they have. No, it was a sense of community. Everybody in that generation fought that war. Not just the people that went overseas, not just the dudes who joined the military and the women who joined the military. Everybody fought that war. Every American fought that war. Wives who were home went to the factories, the munitions factories, and worked 13, 14, 20-hour days to make the bullets and the helmets. People sold war bonds. You know, everybody did their part. Everybody did their fair share and more. Let me tell you, when those folks are in their 90s, they stand and they salute. Yeah, News Talk 550 KTSA now on FM 107.1, 21 minutes after 4. He's talking about 95-year-old Bob Dole being helped to stand out of his wheelchair so we could salute the casket of President George H.W. Bush and how that kind of really puts into perspective who we are these days when you got multi-million-dollar athletes who can't be bothered to stand for the flag or the national anthem because they're bothered by it, they're offended by something. And as I said at the beginning of the show, for Bob Dole, it requires a hell of a lot to stand. For Colin Kaepernick to take a knee, that just gets him a Nike deal. Esteban, good Lord. Esteban, you're on News Talk 550 KTSA now on FM 107.1. What are you thinking?
You're riffing on the values of that generation. There was a great scene in the movie 12 O'Clock High where the commander tells everybody to consider themselves dead because they had a job to do, and if they were worried about their lives, they wouldn't do their job right. Mm. So we're talking about, I may not have liked certain policies, but as far as George H.W. Bush, the pilot who had the guts to fly one of the slowest airplanes, one of the most vulnerable airplanes, into the heart of the Japanese, and to be gracious and caring to other future naval aviators throughout the generations, I have to tip my hat, and as far as Bob Dole, another commentator pointed out how him and H.W. were political rivals, but what you have with him standing up is a showing of the very different values of one of that generation
right,
compared to the millennials. And yeah, those guys had real courage, and they fought a horribly sinister force, and many of them died, Bob Dole's horrendous war wounds.
Right.
Those two men, what they went through, we can all learn from.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lesson for all of us right there in watching him stand from his wheel. Now, he had to be helped, yeah, but he did it. He stood on his own 2 feet and then he saluted. It was the most amazing thing to watch. And I think if you're into that whole, the flag sucks or America's racist or I'm not going to stand for the flag or it bugs me or I'm offended, you know, you look like a real jackass in comparison to a guy like Bob Dole.
America may not be perfect, but it's the best thing the world has ever seen.
You're damn right. That's right. We got Hooters restaurants, too. I got to go. Thank you, Esteban. You know, well, I'm just saying. America's just a fun place, man. I don't know. So many people freaking hate it. And you know what it is? A lot of the liberal pukes in this country, here's the dealio, okay? They don't really hate America. They just think it's cool to hate America. That's what it is. If you honestly hate America, and I've known a few people, if you honestly hate America, you know what? You'll leave. Go live someplace else. My best friend in the world is a guy I knew back in the mid 80s. In fact, he's coming out for a visit in March. He and I started writing together. I mean, we really were very, very close. Still are very, very close. Now, he's as liberal as the day is long. We don't talk politics. He thinks I'm a Nazi. He's my best friend, but he thinks I'm a Nazi. And we don't talk politics. That guy, at some point, got so sick and tired of America, and he genuinely was unhappy with the way things were going. So you know what he did? He left. First, he lived in China for a little while. Then he moved to France. He's actually French. His mother was French. And so he ended up moving to the small village in the mountains where his mother had grown up. Now, here's the twist in the story, of course. He's been gone for about, I'd have to say about 11 or 12 years since he left the States. You know what? He's coming back. He spent some time out in the world and saw how difficult things are and how screwed up the rest of the world is. And now he can't wait to get back stateside. So I don't think a lot of folks who claim they're unhappy with America or they think it's this racist state. Or, you know, they're just blowing smoke out their butts, and you know it. Because if you really, really thought this country was that awful, you'd freaking leave. No, you just think it's cool to hate America while simultaneously enjoying all the cool stuff about America. I love when folks describe themselves as either communists or anarchists here in the States. Those are the two things you can claim to be in America without actually having to live like one. You know what I mean? I'm a communist. I got to hit the Walmart. I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in laws or anything. Oh, red light. Better stop. Then I got to hit the Walmart. In other words, people are full of crap. A lot of folks who claim to hate this country are full of crap. And that's why you never see Alec Baldwin or Barbara Streisand or Amy Schumer head off to Canada. You know, they threaten that crap like it would be a huge loss for the rest of us, wouldn't it? Oh, holy crap. What would happen if we lost Amy Schumer? How would the country continue? They threaten that crap because they think so highly of themselves, they think we'd miss them. But then ultimately, they don't go. Because living in America is pretty cool. 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. Here's Russell. Russell, how you doing?
That's me?
Yeah, you're on the radio, man. What's going on with you?
Well, hello there.
Hey.
I'm a baby boomer. My dad fought in World War II. He was the greatest generation. Flew up at 35,000 feet above Germany with no pressurization, no oxygen. They just had to plug their body suits in, you know, to keep them warm. And he did that day in and day out and watched his buddies in other B-24s next to him go right down, you know, into the middle of the Adriatic Sea or someplace. And, I have shadow boxes in here of my dad with his pictures up in front of his B-24. The guys like George H.W. Bush, Bob Dole, and my dad, Russell F. Young. That's what made this nation. You know, when I was in 1968, I got a little letter from a guy named Lyndon B. Johnson. Started out with greetings. Vietnam was... You know, when I went. And I did that because of the legacy my dad and other guys like my dad left me. Those were that was the greatest generation. You know, I don't agree with Tom Brokaw's politics ever so often, but I sure do agree with that book.
That was a hell of a book. That's one of the best reads you'll ever anybody will ever look at. And I got to run, but man, thank you for your service, and thank you for the service of your father. Just amazing folks. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, brother. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.